Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Christine Benedict, who is the chair of the Albany Republican Committee. I'm calling her right now to get her on the air, and she's going to talk about the new chairperson of the state Republican Party. So bear with me for just a minute.
Hello?
Hi, Christine. We're on the air already. This is Christine Benedict, who is the Republican chairwoman of Albany County. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the new state chairman. So there was a meeting a few days ago in Colony, and the new chairperson spoke. So first of all, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you.
Good. How was your 4th of July?
My 4th of July, it was great. Worked around the house, but it was great.
Good. So tell us a little bit about the conference that was held in Colony, and tell us a little bit about the new Republican chairperson.
Well, as in our bylaws, every other year we reorganize. And, of course, you know, having lost the Senate last year and you know, knowing that things need to be done here with the Republican Party and you know, moving it up a notch or two or three, and letting people know who we are and what we're really about. State committee people started thinking, well, perhaps maybe we should have a change. So, you know, although Chairman Cox has given us 10 good years, great fundraiser, you know, just a good chairman, you know, it's a new dawn. I mean, there are younger people, hopefully, that we want to bring into the party. Nick Langworthy is, he was chairman of Erie County. He still is until I think he steps down also at their reorganizational meeting. But anyway, he had expressed an interest. And Nick was very aggressive and met with, excuse me, with every one of the county chairmen and, you know, talked about a vision he had for the Republican Party. And I think went over very well, and it goes by weighted vote, and he had the weighted vote. So, but in the meantime, President Trump had asked Chairman Cox if he would join his team. So Chairman Cox is going on with the Trump administration as far as the 2020 campaign, And Nick is now our new chairman. So it's been great. It's been a win-win for everybody.
So the theme of the conference the other day was the comeback starts now. What needs to come back?
What comeback did you say?
The theme was the comeback starts now. So what I'm saying is, what are you guys going to be concentrating on? How, you know, what's the comeback all about?
Well, I think that the comeback is about, like in the Pataki years and when Bill Powers was chairman, nothing was done without the Republican Party questioning and I guess challenging anybody who has anything that is not of the Republican Party platform. So some of the things that are being proposed right now in the Senate and has passed both the Senate and the Assembly are absolutely ludicrous. So I think that when we say the comeback, I think what Nick is referring to is that he's going to make a comeback, as in the years that Bill Powers was our chairman, and a very strong Republican Party.
So basically, you guys are going to concentrate on winning back the state Senate?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What
the Senate and gaining more seats in the Assembly. I mean, we gained more seats in the Assembly last election time, but the Assembly is so heavily weighted down in the five boroughs that it'd take a lot to catch up. But not saying that we won't be able to. Mm-hmm.
So,
but yeah, the Senate is. Is one place that I know that we will be concentrating.
You know, the Democrats won, you know, a substantial amount of seats, and they passed, you know, some pretty good legislation. So overall, from your perspective, Christine, do you think this last state legislative session was beneficial or detrimental to the people of the state of New York?
Oh, definitely detrimental to the people of the state of New York, without a doubt. You know, legislation, why would we allow illegal immigrants to have a driver's license? Why would we allow illegal immigrants to have tuition paid in colleges when we are sending our children to college with student loans and with no questions asked? Why would we allow and have such ludicrous legislation as late-term abortion, where right up until the time of birth, someone can decide to abort a child? I mean, these are living human beings. I mean, this child in the womb at 9 months, no, definitely detrimental to the citizens here in New York.
You know, once an elected official becomes a quote unquote incumbent, it's pretty hard to defeat that person. And there were a number of seats throughout the state that went Democratic. Has there been a plan for unseating the freshmen and maybe some of the legislators that have been there a while? And what is your long-term vision for the New York State Senate?
Well, as far as having a plan, I myself, as chairman of Albany County, I mean, I don't know what the state plan is as of yet. I mean, Nick just took over less than a week ago. So, I'm sure that he has a vision and an idea of where he wants us to go and what he wants to do. And as far as I forgot the second question. You asked about do we have a plan, and do I think it's, well, I don't think you asked this, but do I think it's doable to oust an incumbent? Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. When you start advertising and when the people really see all the legislation that was passed this past session, I think that, I mean, we have had people call us and talk to us, Democrats and Republicans, on both sides of the aisle, saying, absolutely, this is ludicrous what they're doing. They're giving our state away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and as many Democrats, many, many Democrats. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I do think it's very doable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about the state, you know, the state legislature. And what's going to happen in 2020 is going to affect not only the state, but locally and, of course, nationally. How does your new chairman, does your chairman like the president? Does he think he's
yes.
doing a good job?
He's very much with President Trump. Has dialogue and interaction with the White House. So yes, absolutely.
Now there was I read something in the Times Union that said the moderates in the Republican Party no longer exist. That it's going to be with your new chairman, it's going to be more of a right slant rather than middle of the road. What do you say to that?
I don't see that. I think that, they said that Nick is going to be right. I don't see that, but I guess time will tell, but I don't see that in Nick. I think that he's a very respectful person, and I think that anybody, the Republicans who are, you know, right to center, more center, I think that he's very open-minded, and I don't see that. I don't see where he's right.
Okay. From your perspective, as of right now, now that Chairman Cox has stepped down, where do you see the Republican Party in the state of New York? Do you think it's thriving? Do you think that because Donald Trump is a New Yorker, do you think Donald Trump is helping to revive the Republican Party in the state of New York?
I do, Cynthia. I think that when people complain about Trump, I see them really complaining just about perhaps his personality, but the laws and everything that he's done so far has been nothing but helpful, in my opinion, as a Republican, to the nation and to New York State. Mm-hmm. And I think that he'll challenge. I mean, I think that I think anything that Cuomo's doing that Trump can challenge, I think that he will do that, because I feel that anything that's being done from the Cuomo administration and from the legislature does not help the state of New York.
Now, you were mentioning the New York State Senate a few minutes ago, and there was a group of breakaway Democrats who formed an alliance with the Republicans, and it was called IDC. When the IDC was alive and well before Jeff Klein got defeated in his election, do you think the IDC was good for New York State?
Do I think the IDC was good for New York State?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I think that they were really, the IDC were senators who are in the center, in not far to the left and not, of course, to the right, but I think center. And I think that a lot of, I think that they worked well with our senators. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's now I know this is a really important issue, but on the local level in Albany County, for example, and in the city of Cohoes, Are you having difficulty fielding candidates to challenge entrenched Democrats in Albany County?
I think that Republicans in Albany County, because we are such an underdog, I think that we have and hopefully will not continue, but we have had problems fielding candidates to challenge entrenched Democrats. I think that will begin to turn with Nick Langworthy at the helm. I think that as we become more and more recognized appreciated, but so much so in New York or in Albany County, I think that hopefully will change in the future. Yes, but our enrollment is against us. So,
I had run for the legislature many years ago, and
okay.
I lived in Saratoga County, and
mm-hmm.
I was considered an underdog back then. But when you really stop and think about it, the enrollment seems to be the biggest factor. That person doesn't have a chance because the enrollment numbers are against them. Well, it's only a number. I'm looking at real life people who might feel the same about specific issues. And I think that enrollment is really an excuse. What do you think?
Enrollment, there's this thing that I call the uneducated voter that goes in there not really knowing the people who are running and what their platform is and what they're and why they're running and what they why they want to make a difference. They're the people, I think, sometimes who just go and vote party line. And I think that's unfortunate. I think that people today, and I know everyone has busy lives. I do myself. I'm very busy. But I think that if people started taking time to recognize and to read about what the candidate is and who they are and what they'd like to do and what their platform is, I think that would begin to change. So is it enrollment? I think that many people go in and just vote party line.
Right, right. But that's kind of like whether you live in Albany County, which is Democrat, whether you live
mm-hmm.
in, Saratoga, which is Republican. I mean, I think it goes beyond party labels. And I think
mm-hmm.
that the candidates should make a point of that. Make a point of educating the electorate that, just don't vote for me because I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican or an independent or a Green. Look at what I'm talking about and base your decision on that. Would you agree?
Yeah, I do. I agree. I think that's where I'm saying people should find out more about the candidates that are running. Mm-hmm. And they
right.
might find that, gee, I'm an enrolled Democrat, but guess what? I really like what the Republican is saying. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, we're gearing up for 2020, and the Democrats have over 20 candidates in the starting gate. And, of course, even 5 minutes in politics could make a big difference. It could be a life-changing difference. But we have, quite a long time between now and the election in 2020. From your perspective, what you're seeing and what you're hearing and what maybe you see on social media or read in the papers. What do you think Donald Trump's chances of being reelected are?
Oh, I think Donald Trump is going to be reelected without a doubt. I think that his policies, I think that when people recognize, I think that they have recognized how credible a lot of his policies are. I think Donald Trump will be elected. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Wow. So over the course of the next year and a half, as the campaign unfolds for the presidency, I'd love to have you back on Focus on Albany so that you could share your thoughts about what's going on, not only statewide, you know, when you talk about taking back the state senate, but also what's going on nationally. Would you be willing to do that?
Sure, absolutely. As long as my schedule permits, I'm absolutely with you. Mm-hmm.
Terrific. Okay, so you've been listening to Christine Benedict, who is the new, the chair of Albany County Republicans. So if you like the show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. Give a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany. And I want to tell everybody, and I'm pretty excited about this, I'm 9 podcasts away from doing my 1,000th show. And, you know, this has really been a wonderful experience to talk to people like Christine, and I meet so many great people and talk about terrific issues. And I'm just so happy I do this. And I plan to do this for quite a while. So thanks, Christine, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great after 4th of July weekend. Bye.
Bye-bye.